Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday, a very special Wide Open Wednesday, the last Wide Open Wednesday we're going to do. No, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Your phone calls, we will take them right now. Let's get right to the phones.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air, caller.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? This is Jay from Raleigh, North Carolina.
How are things in Raleigh? Are you enjoying your super deluxe warm weather? Probably the last warm front of the fall, Indian summer.
I am enjoying it. It's much different than last week when we had good old Matthew come by and give us a visit.
Yeah, now, Raleigh, how, you know, fairly well inland. How badly did you get whacked by, you know, Hurricane Matthew?
I'm glad you asked me because it's frustrated me how these weather people, they get on and they'll tell you that, oh, yeah, we're going to get 1 to 3 inches of rain. And then Saturday morning, it's like, yeah, we're going to get 10. So
you got, did you get that badly whacked in Raleigh? Because I didn't even hear about it on the national news.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of old trees and, you know, you got the clay. So we actually had a tree fall on our house.
Oh, my God.
And I was in the bedroom when it happened because we lost power probably at around 10 o'clock in the morning. And then I hear a crack. And we looked out the back window, and here comes this 70-foot oak tree through the bedroom. So,
man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Oh, my God. That is. So everybody okay now? Everybody surviving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's fine.
Did you call just to talk about that, or did you have another reason?
No, I called to ask you a question. I've been listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Actually, no, I was listening to the Don and Mike back like in 97, 98 when you guys got on WNEW.
Yeah, and, a long time ago.
You know, you had all the rivalry stuff with Howard and ONA and all them guys.
Yeah, not Howard as much as Opie and Anthony. We had a thing with Opie and Anthony, kind of.
Right. Now, here's the question I have. Mm-hmm. It just seems like that was like the pinnacle, like rivalries. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want on the radio, you know, cause, like, how was that, like, going into every day knowing that you had all this competition going on between
a show that was on the same radio station that we were on?
Yes. Yeah.
It was hard. It was difficult. It was difficult. It's uncomfortable. It's not fun. It's you know, you're trying to you know, appeal to your audience. There's a part of it that you know, I think every radio personality has the knowledge that conflict and fighting and having that kind of material makes for good radio and it'll be listenable. But on a personal note, you also go to station events, and when we went up there, we got together with the people at the radio station, and I remember there's one cocktail party we had that ONA were there at the cocktail party, and that's before everything really kind of started. It was never really comfortable, and there was always a thought that maybe there was a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff that might have resulted in the rivalry, but it's not comfortable. But then there's also an element where, as you will hear me, I've done it with guys on this show, and I've done it with guys on my other show. I don't mind a good go. I don't mind a good little skirmish. It's kind of part of my personality, and I think you kind of get used to that. And but as far as on a day-to-day basis, it was not fun. It was kind of uncomfortable. And you know, what we wanted to do was go into New York and succeed, and having a little radio war with a show that was on the same station was not good. It was their turf, so it was very it was very uncomfortable. Then after that, as time goes by and time passes, I think you look back on it and you realize that it's kind of damaging. You know, I've had relationships in radio throughout my career that you know, when you move on, you move on, and it's not pleasant, and you don't maintain relationships.
Yeah.
It's not really all that normal, you know, compared to if you worked at like IBM or something like that. Everybody's got rivalries, but so it was very uncomfortable, and in the long run, when you don't come out on the good end of that, you know, we were not successful in New York, and we were very unhappy about that. And I think that caused a lot of upset in other areas, too. I don't look back and say, if I had to do it again, would I do it differently? I didn't control a lot, to be honest with you. I followed a lot, and I don't know how my trajectory would have been if I didn't follow along with that. But, you know, My feeling, I came into my career really looking at it. If you got a problem with a guy, you tap him on the shoulder and said, you want to go chat? Yeah, that's the way I would do it. And this kind of like back and forth on the radio, I always felt like it was kind of a cowardly way to deal with crap. I always thought that.
And it was very cyclical. And it was weird because it was instilled in my mind that we were competing against someone that we really should have been on the same team as. And if we had been, it could have been easy. But instead, every other week, we were going up by train to play a two-day away game. And there was no support from within. There was really never any effort to make us feel comfortable.
No, it was, and management had a lot to do with
that.
It was weird.
Do you think that was because you were from out of town? Because I remember.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
If I thought about the reasons that it happened, look, it's something that, you know, going back, I look at radio like Howard, and I look at ONA, and I look at the way everybody does this. Everybody's trying to do kind of back then the same thing.
Yep.
And everybody does it, and everybody's got amusing shows. They've got moments. They've got happy times. They've got great shows. They've got shows that are kind of They've got conflict. I am very, very glad that I don't exist in the arena where there's that much conflict. I had my fill of it. The boys will tell you, we still have conflict on this show. You know, we have heated meetings, we have on-air fights. It happens, but it's not like, man, I just don't know if
it's
I have
it's not a way
my...
of life. It's not a way
no,
of life
I just,
anymore.
Here it is. It's entertaining, and it's something that I know people like. And a good rant and a good rave out is fantastic once in a while, but it does take a little bit of your soul every time you do it. It's a little soul sucking. At the end of the day, it truly is. So I probably don't do it as much as I used to. I'd much rather come on and sing like you know, my personal assistant Jennifer and go on.
And in its own way, Mike, that's a big conflict too.
That's me, pal.
That's an inner conflict.
And by the way, yes, go ahead.
I will say it was a pleasure to talk with you guys. Again, just listening, and you know, I just bought the bonus package.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very much.
My wife listens now. By the way,
I want to tell you about you know, there's nothing we do that would you know, be similar to what veterans that have fought in combat situations coming over. But there is that that little traumatic element that, as I'm listening to you, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Me too.
Because there's that tone in your voice that would be. By the way, I bought the bonus show and Baba Booey, and you know, I would expect that. I swear to God, I hear that.
No.
Hey, listen, but listen, because Oscar has informed me that the overall response, because people download this show as a podcast and not as a live radio show every day, that you are the caller today. We did not promote it. We were doing a little
the
experiment.
Caller. The
so
caller.
Technically, my friend,
I've been trying to call for weeks.
Well, you know what, Oscar, do we have another call on the line right now?
We have two other calls.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what? I don't care. Even though we're going to take those calls, sir, what is your first name from Raleigh, North Carolina?
My name is Jason.
Jason, congratulations. Yeah. You've been through the flood. You've been through everything. You, sir, because you have gone through that, and you were the first call on a day that we kind of low-keyed, Wide Open Wednesday. You have won $50 American.
Hey!
You stay on the line. We will get your information.
Hold on,
and you are a $50 winner on the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations.
Okay, can I say one thing?
You may not.
Oh, no.
Put him on hold. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No,
it's not.
Bye.
I really still have that paranoia. I still have that. Didn't you get that? There was
the whole feeling
he was
too
calm. He was too laid back.
My
he
whole
was
feeling
too laid
was
back.
Did you enjoy your salad? The salad, it was poisoned.
Can I say just one more thing?
Yes.
That was going to be the moment there. And I'll never know now. Is he still on hold?
He's still on hold.
Put him back on.
Oh, boy.
I got to find out.
You're going to cut the blue wire? Don't cut the blue wire.
Jason, you're back on. All right, what was the last thing you were going to say?
What I was going to say is the bit that got my wife to listen to the Mike O'Mara show was when you were doing the name Barry, and you were doing like the weird names that people give their kids. And I think Rob has said like name Barry was like this, like a slow kid that had a hat with a stain on his shirt, and you were making a song out of it. Wow. And she would just crack up laughing in tears. And she was like, what is
this say about
show?
Us? We're looking at each other like we're crazy people because we don't have a memory.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, you do?
Do you know Pony? Yeah. Do you remember what he's talking about?
Yeah, you guys called Nameberry. He was like a cartoon character, and you were doing the theme song to his show. And he's Nameberry. He has stains on his shirt, and he's an idiot. Nameberry.
And what was I know, it's coming back to me. What was Nameberry?
I think it was website, right? That did the survey of names?
It was a website, and I think you were doing it with, like, God. People with, like...
Oh, and we... So wait, Nameberry was the website where you name your kids, and then we created, like, a cartoon carry as Nameberry. Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Nameberry, and Nameberry was, like, a challenged kid that was fat and had stains on his T-shirt.
We are funny. We are a funny show.
You know what? $50 well-earned. We'll put you on hold. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay. Nameberry.
Jason, we've got your number. We'll call you right after the program.
He's the one that puts his tongue on the frozen pipe. He's Nameberry. Okay. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
He you're screws with the neighborhood pets. He's Nameberry.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Go ahead. It's you.
Hi. I'm sorry. This is a little embarrassing. I'm looking for Jennifer.
Jennifer Wisniewski?
Yes, Jennifer Wisniewski.
Jennifer, everybody's got like a vocal processor now. Jennifer's, this is her day off. Wednesday is her traditional day
Hump
off.
Day.
Yeah.
She always loved taking Wednesdays off.
She did. Is this a friend? Excuse me, can I ask, is this a friend of Jennifer Wisniewski?
Actually, this is, my name is Todd, and,
this is a man. I'm sorry. What's your first name, sir?
Todd.
What can I do for you, Todd?
I'm looking for my estranged wife.
You were married to Jennifer?
Yes, for a time we were a couple.
Todd, can I ask a question, Todd? Are you disguising your voice, or is this the way you?
Yeah, this is like
sound?
A Dateline interview, isn't it?
It really is.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
But Todd had another agenda.
What did Todd? He see by the canal?
I'm so confused. I'm just looking to get a hold of my estranged wife. And
okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. We appreciate the call. What? We'll pass along the message.
Was
to
that with
Jennifer.
1D or 2Ds, you think?
That's a definite 1D sure. Todd right there.
Jennifer had moved to another county.
She was a
Todd
personal
Todd knew assistant. Where she lived. Yeah. All right. Hello. Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Mike. This is Dan from upstate New York.
Hi, Dan.
Dan, how are you?
Good. Oscar, I was wondering, how many more biblical plagues are you going to take before you let Shannon loose and burn that money pit down?
Ah, good question.
Good question about the money pit, the home that Oscar is invested in and living in Georgetown. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Shannon and I had a nice pep talk yesterday about electrical work in the house. And right. We said to each other that if we can't take that chimney down within a year's time, we're going to sell the house. That's
yeah, wow. But what about the rats?
Oh, yeah, the rats. The rat situation in D.C. is a little out of control.
Mm-hmm. Did you know this? Did you talk to us about the rats?
No.
This is not special to you.
That's
this
not
is
special to me. It's
the
just
entire
the,
city.
The city was ranked number 3 in the country, Mike, for a rat problem.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Oh, what you should do, Mike, is go to the Channel 5 website up here and look for the footage of rats in DuPont Circle.
Yeah.
Sure hope they don't have them at the Kempton. There you go. Hi, Serena. How are you? There you go. There's a little plug. Yeah. Daddy has a little one-on-one, you know. Hi, how are you?
Good man. Good man.
Yeah. All right. Rats. Well, that's fantastic, and that's about it. So we gave away $50 on Wide Open Wednesday, and, you know, a decision is going to have to be made. Hi, sweetie. Hey, how you know are you? What? My wife has just come back from dropping off my son.
Really?
We have a year to make this decision, but how do you like this? If we get a really good call on Wide Open Wednesday 1 year from today, and the chimney is not down yet, let's give away Oscar's house.
That's a wonderful giveaway. That is a wonderful giveaway. Hey, but how generous is Oscar Santana, right? Right before Wide Open Wednesday, Oscar says, let's give away $50.
It's nice.
To
it's
one of our
Amazon
hard callers.
Gift card, it's much easier to send than actual cash.
Sure.
But they can use it wherever
Rob,
they
can
like.
We send a post out that we're doing Wide Open Wednesday? Let's maybe take one more call.
Let's
give away before
another
the show's
Amazon $50 card.
Another card.
Let's give another Amazon $50 card. That is a wonderful idea to reward the listeners. And by the way, speaking of rewards, we had a meeting right before the show. There may be another reward coming your way.
Yes. Listen and win.
What's the phrase you page?
The reward of music.
Yes, sir. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes. My grandfather used to work for your grandfather.
How nice.
Of course, the rates have gone up.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome, welcome. We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners simply in the universe because they're here. And they love it. And you're going to be here and love it, too. It's Wide Open Wednesday. We've taken two big phone calls today. That's right. As a matter of fact, we've taken so many phone calls that if you were to put this in an auto-tune, we'd have a jingle for it. Rob Spiewak with the auto-tune Wide Open Wednesday jingle. Let it fly.
Call us now on Wide Open Wednesday.
That's 888-920-6673. And we're on.
Do you believe in life on the Wednesday? 1-888-920.
That's our jingle.
Oh, Wide Open Wednesday. It has its own jingle. It's going to take off now.
That's
our show today brought to you by Tracker. Hello, losers.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, we're all losers. We are. Newsweek says that the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. Imagine that, 55
it's an hour,
minutes.
A lost hour.
An hour of your day, every single day, as you're out there, you know, just futzing around trying to find something. You lose your keys, you lose your bag, you lose your wallet, then you lose your mind.
Oh, no. Lose your mind.
Luckily, Tracker makes losing. Tracker. It makes losing things a thing of the past, and I'll tell you how to get one for free in just a second. How to free one in. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past, and I'll tell you how to a free one in just a sec.
Get a free one.
To get a free one.
Yeah, you get a free one. Stay tuned.
Okay. Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each day. Order yours, and you'll never lose anything again. Plus, our listeners get a free Tracker Bravo with any order free. Just go to thetracker.com, T-H-E, tracker.com, and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code T-M-O-S.
Woo!
They hate God. They hate children. They know this.
Fluoridated water. Mm.
I am so ready for all of it to be over.
Oh, me too. I think all of America is.
I am ready for the last debate to be over. I am ready for the election to be over. I believe the country is with me on the. Can, you know, we talk about being divided, but I think most people, couldn't they probably unite now? If you were to take a poll, and I was watching my friend, Mr. Mike Barnacle, over on Morning Joe a couple of weeks ago.
The worst name on television.
Mike Barnacle.
Hey, I'm Mike Barnacle.
Boy, what's scraping you today?
Can I ask you a question, Mike?
Yes.
All these weeks that you've been on the Morning Joe bandwagon,
yes.
Has anyone written you and said, "Oh my God, Mike, I love Morning Joe too"?
No.
Okay. That's another way the country is divided.
But I have a song for it.
Even though they
have summarily, Rob Spiewak would tell you, they have completely rejected our invitation to join us, probably post-election.
I think they will, but their schedule is very tight.
They're
right
the hot
now.
I don't think we'd get Chuck Todd again. Yeah. We couldn't do it. Not
we
right
burn
the
bridge.
Ramp up to the. But I'd like to sing a little song, okay? Because really, the guy, who cares? But Mika Mika, Mika Mika,
okay.
Mika Mika.
Oh, you really got into her, huh?
Yeah.
I think
the real reason? Is it Morning Mika?
Morning Mika. Well, when she's not there, I am
M&M.
Completely bummed out. No, I am bummed when she's not there. I like her there. I like her on that show. But he said that if you were to poll the United States with all the polls they have nowadays, and how many people are ready for it to be over, you'd get over 90%.
Oh,
absolutely.
You'd get over 90%.
This is disgraceful.
But let's talk more about the real reason you're watching Morning Joe. It's probably the same way I feel if Lauren Simonetti doesn't do the Fox beat at 6:20.
No, Rob, I would tell you.
Is it the chick?
I would tell you if it was
gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Mika Brzezinski is something.
Polish.
She's
one of mine.
Yes.
She's got a pedigree. She's the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a national security advisor, I believe, in the Carter administration.
And one of the most famous people named Zbigniew there is.
Yes. I bet she is wonderful because I just like her calmness. I like that she adds a calmness to that show where it's not frantic, and I like that. But I listen to the little tidbits they say, and sometimes it's too much politics for me, and I bail out and I go watch the show with all the bells and whistles.
Mike, we have some callers, and we
let's take
them.
A call. It's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. Hello, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I need some advice.
Take it away. Go ahead.
My company of 12 years is telling me I either have to move to stay with the company or leave and take a severance package.
All right, so where are you based right now?
Wonderful Rochester, New York.
Not a bad place. Not a bad place to raise a family. You know, good schools up there.
Lots of white people.
Nice.
No family. There will be no family. Just
you have just a wife?
Yeah, just a wife. Don't plan on any kids.
Do you love her?
How's that working out?
Where are they telling you that they want you to move?
We have options of like 10 different places. We're looking at South Carolina.
All right, give me all. Are you capable of giving me all the towns they are talking about?
Absolutely.
All right, I will have let me get my dinger and my buzzer ready to go.
I will say this, his speed of speech that he's speaking to us with, he's going to fit in South Carolina.
Well, you know what? Let's just can we let him do it? Look, it's tough enough.
Yeah,
I'm rowing upstream right now. We don't need the help. Here we go. Let's go. Lay him on us. Go ahead.
Hilliard, Ohio. El Paso, Texas.
I don't know enough about it.
Great
Oscar,
song.
Yeah, anybody? Great math.
I found a lovely Mexican girl in El Paso.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, please. I really want to go through these towns. Anybody know anything about El Paso?
No, not enough.
I'm sorry,
sauce,
that gets
and that's okay.
You're going to have to go to about. All right, after El Paso, what's next?
Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, move there. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow. Oscar gives a big ding for
God
Chandler,
country.
Arizona.
takes a big steamer on any suburb here in D.C. It's a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona.
It's where Oscar eventually wants to live.
I lived in Chandler for a cup of coffee, and it was the best cup of coffee I ever
had. You still
had.
Are you? Do you still you know, lean towards getting back to that area? Do you still like the idea of doing that?
You all can buy a big house in Chandler and call all your friends when it's snowing 12 feet back home and tell them to pool.
Somebody who moved to a warm weather area, I kind of back that up. Let's get through the other ones real quick. Go ahead, sir.
Tampa, Florida.
Tamper.
I'll tell you, I love South Florida.
Zika.
But that's really not quite South Florida. And Tampa, as far as traffic is concerned, as far as the state of Florida, Tampa has some of the worst traffic. But you can live in the outlying areas and dig it. Yeah. I would recommend.
Great energy.
I would recommend setting up camp in Ocala. So I will. Give a little ding for that. Kind of like picture the Virginia horse country, only a warmer climate.
Oh, very
That's
nice.
All
very
right,
nice.
Go ahead. Let's get through these. Come on.
Three in South Carolina, Charleston, Greenville, Charleston's beautiful. And Columbia.
I would say pick Charleston. Charleston is Arizona, marvelous. Florida. Yeah. You got great options there. I would say, you know, go ahead. But they're offering you, like they say, move or quit. Is that what they're
How
telling
generous
you?
Is your severance package?
I've been here for 12 years. I'll tell you 100%. It's $26,000.
But all right.
I would move. I would take. You know, move and start a new adventure if you're ready to go. Are you? How dug in are you to Rochester?
My whole family's here.
Oh, that's tough.
Family's overrated.
Yeah, I mean, it family is. Could suck.
The thing is, when you move, they'll come see you because where you live is 10 times better than where they live.
And also, it's a tremendous pleat in your cape. That you're moving for the company. They're going to appreciate that. You're a company guy.
I know it doesn't mean a lot to you guys, but I got 35 years. I'm about to inherit 35-year-old Buffalo Bills tickets. I'm going to be right there, front and center, and I'm about ready to give those up.
Look, sir, what's your name again? Can I get his name real quick? What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, listen. You're trashy, all right? And we're going to help you here because you're not admitting it to yourself. The Bills will never do anything for you. You're going to take another 35 years of heartache. You may win one Super Bowl here if you're lucky. Get out of there. There's a better life waiting for you in any of these other states.
Can I tell you why those season tickets appear to be so wonderful for you? Because that is truly, outside of the rest of the year, the only thing you will have to look forward to all year round.
It really is.
Move to an area where every single Sunday somebody will say, hey, you want to go to the game? You say, no, I'm sorry. I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going fishing on a lovely 80-degree day.
Or how many options do I have? Do I want to go to a ball game? Do I want to go see spring training? Do I want to go see the Phoenix Cardinals? Or Arizona Cardinals? Do I want to go and hike? Do I want to go and bike? You can do anything.
Go to the beach?
Yes.
Hmm. So I would take the job somewhere else. Start your new adventure. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes.
We've solved another problem. Take another call.
Tough call. Tough call.
All right. Very good. That's it. All right. So is that so? The other person dropped off the line.
Yes. The other.
By the way, these
the
people that are calling
pigs.
These impatient people. You're ruining Wide Open Wednesday.
They're prize
for
pigs,
me.
Mike. Prize pigs.
All right.
Yes.
They're
you
calling
are ruining,
in for the money, and
you were
just
ruining.
They just said no.
All right, you are ruining it when you call and like, no, I'm not going to wait that long. That's seriously the entitled audience we have.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
We give and we give and we give. Well, we have to take a break anyway. We will continue to take phone calls if you choose to call. And who knows? Maybe somebody else will win an Amazon gift card. Or maybe not. We'll take a break and come back with more fun.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein. Tony, do you have something special to tell everybody?
You know, the Michael Mara Show is going to be live at the DC Improv on November 5th. It is sold out. And
That's
we
right.
had the great honor of warming up the DC Improv for the Michael Mara Show with our live show last week.
Is it okay to say that we sold out too?
We sold out years ago. Anyway, check out our live show at the DC Improv, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you don't want to spend every waking hour of your business life trying to find the best candidate. You don't want to do that. Posting your job in one place is not going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, you really should think big and you should be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. And here's the best thing about ZipRecruiter. Not only can you post your job to 100 plus top job sites, even social media like Facebook, you can find candidates in any city and any industry nationwide. But here's the cool thing. Once you're posted, watch your qualified candidates just come into your ZipRecruiter easy-to-use interface, and you're not going to spend all day going through emails and resumes, dealing with bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter will let you quickly screen your candidates. You can rate them, then hire the right person fast, and get on with making money, which is what you want to do with your company. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Well, yes, Oscar? Yes.
Mike, quickly, could you tilt your camera down towards you just a little bit?
Sorry, am I chopping my head off?
It's okay, yes. Ah, much better.
Better.
I can.
The Hollywood star we know you are.
Hold on, I can do this too.
I'll pull up a call while you're doing that, Mike. If you don't mind. Thank you. Caller just left. He didn't want his money.
He doesn't want the money.
No, he didn't
want the
money.
Back in the hopper.
Back in the hopper.
Yeah, there's way too much of that. You know, that's the problem. And Wide Open Wednesday on the bubble right now.
On the bubble.
Yeah.
We can't even pay you to be a good listener.
It's a make or break Wednesday.
There you go.
Mike, actually,
how's it going, everybody?
If you did the show that way, that would somehow turn out into an internet meme.
It would.
Oh, let me take a picture to show you what it looks like.
It looks so great.
How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's best when you glare your eyes out.
Today is a Ustream day for sure.
Wonderful.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, I like with the eyebrows up, too.
It's a cartoon character.
All we can see is Mike from the top part of his nose up, and then millions of logos that say the Mike O'Mara Show. Beautiful.
Cartoon. Incoming,
seating.
Mike. Incoming. Hey.
Seating.
Mike, I wanted to ask you about your plans for this weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me get the camera back here. All right,
no problem.
There we go. All right. Hold on. This is a little bugger. There. Is that better?
Yes. Much, much better. Much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Hold on. I got to do like that. Hold
to the right
you know
a little
what?
Bit.
I set the shot up before we started the show. I wish I was more professional there. God!
Mike?
Oh, no!
Earthquake!
Oh, no! Earthquake!
Earthquake! I'm not trying to be difficult here.
The road God rage.
Earthquake.
Oh,
camera rage.
Oh, you might want to blow your nose.
Mike O'Mara's house was a... Rob, you are such a fan.
You caught that like every friggin' listener out there. I knew that would happen.
Well,
look at
when
the old lady put in this house way back when.
Waves.
Love that. Yeah. That
lovely
sort of a
little waves.
Hey, can you keep
a lot more flexibility.
Can you keep it on your vent above your studio right there?
Yeah.
I think you might have to get your ducts cleaned. That's pretty
dusty. I had them cleaned. But the guy, right at the exit, I got to clean those. But they're not that dirty.
No, it's okay.
The other one, there are more. Look at my little picture of my guy.
Aww.
Hi, how are you? Let's take a tour of the studio,
oh, yes.
Shall we?
This is the first time Mike's had some dexterity with his mic.
The ability to do that.
Yes.
Very exciting.
The ability.
Very exciting.
Let's see your copy stand.
I'm going to take the camera out here right now. No, this is. There's another picture of my little guy. I look at that.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
Where's Carla?
She's, I think, exercising right now.
Oh, no, her picture of her.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, it is?
What happened? She's lovely.
Nowhere to be found.
And that concludes today's studio tour.
All right, hold on.
Oh, that's beautiful. Don't touch. Oh, you had it.
Oh, that was there, man. You were killing it.
Mm.
There you go.
Tell me when it's perfect.
Mike, we've got some calls. I'll pull them up now.
Oh, that looks great.
Is that okay?
Yes,
better than ever.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on there.
Do we take our first break yet? We did, right? We're cool? We're back? Okay.
We're
welcome back. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show, 888-920-6673. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. This is Paul Sheldon in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hi, how you doing? Florida neighbor, what's new for you? What can we do for you?
Not much. I'm just checking this off my bucket list to talk to the guys at TMOS.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nice. Hey, how bad, you know, we talked to another guy from Raleigh who was talking about a tree in his yard. I didn't even think the hurricane got in that far. But Jacksonville, you were in the teeth of the dragon. So how did you survive the hurricane?
Luckily, we were good at my house. We didn't lose power, but I know there was people without power for over a week.
I got this. Hold on just a second. Let me ask this question. Were you able to deal with that major disaster by, you know, did the meds help you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thought so. Okay, yeah. He sounds very mellow, Oscar.
With as much enthusiasm as you can muster, who is your favorite TMOS character?
I would have to say probably everybody.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. What do you? What you
not, do we accept that answer?
No, but I'm not going to push it. Right. Not with this guy. Yeah. What do you do in Jacksonville, sir?
Can I say the company?
Sure.
It's your choice. You can say whatever you want.
Free country.
With Prudential.
Oh,
you're
the
an insurance
rock.
Man.
The Rock. Yeah.
Do you sell life insurance?
No, I'm actually at the end of the process. I'm a claims examiner.
Oh.
So do you claims for people that have died?
Yes.
Do you also solve crimes? Are you like Quincy?
There's a lot of insurance fraud out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, thanks for the call. No, I'm sorry. We're done. Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
Look for him on the new Lifetime TV series, Deductible, she wrote.
We appreciate the call. It's on your bucket list. He's checked that up.
Yeah.
I want to mention that we still have a $50 Amazon gift card that's waiting out there. So let's take another phone call right now and see what happens. Yeah, we get one we like, we might put one in your pocket. Hi, Mike O'Mara's show. You're on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Every Wednesday, we take as many of your calls as we feel like it. Hi, how are you? Who's this, partner?
Sir,
Hello.
You're on the air. This is you.
Yeah, this is Randy from episode 590. I was calling to see if I won the tickets.
Let me just double check here. Let me get my paperwork out. And let's see.
590 was a good one.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
But a great episode. I remember.
Randy,
that
was that the Slipknot show or the Redskins sideline passes?
It was called A Mouthful of Moose. The
Mouthful of Moose.
From Maine. I remember that episode.
God, tell me you don't.
Yes.
Mouthful.
Because when we come up with the titles, the titles say everything.
They do.
You were living in Maine.
Where do you say you're calling from, Randy? Randy's gone.
Oh,
Randy is gone like the wind.
Well,
there
maybe
we
he'll call us in another 1,100 episodes.
Another call, Mike.
Oh, God. Shall we? All right. Hello. Wide Open Wednesday. You're on. Hello.
Hi. This is Diane Rehm. I'm calling from the deck of the Jack Tar.
All right. Hang up on this person. That's all. Thank you.
That was wonderful.
Thank you very much. That's it. And hold on. Let me get my NPR music. Oscar sent me an attack.
I love that people really, really get the show.
They do.
Of all the calls, that's the guy who calls, right?
I agree.
Oh, you got my text.
That's fantastic. That's good. Hi. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. I'm here to tell you how to do a video podcast. Would you like to get your message out to everybody and make it really clear and understandable? Then I recommend the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, where our video element of the podcast is just as important as our audio. Oh, nobody's laughing at this. They can't see it. That's the way that works. There we go.
Just a quick note. Please, Pony, have Matt cut that up in just a little promo.
Oh,
so
definitely.
We can put that on.
Definitely.
I will tell you, I like the smaller, more mobile camera. I enjoy that.
Oh, yes.
You know, now that I know that I've got a little leeway here, maybe maybe we'll do some fun things here.
On the road.
Kind of boost that listenership. That's the way that
Mike
goes.
Mike can talk to passersby outside your house.
Hey, I got to say this before we go to break. Let me just share this with you. So I did not call Rob last night. It was too late. Didn't want to bug him because he'd have to go there and get. And Rob, I think they're playing in L.A. again tonight. I fell asleep, so I don't even know who won the game. I assume the Dodgers held the lead and
they did.
Ended up winning. The thing about it is this was the Larry show. I don't know how I describe my obsession with Larry King. It has been career long. It has been that long.
Mike, it has been 31 years that I know of because it started with the morning show.
31 years of being obsessed with Larry, listening to Larry on my way in to do the morning show, and following all things Larry, loving Larry's comedy, following Larry's life, following his transition from radio to CNN, watching Larry King, hearing all the stories about Larry King, all the different things. I'm obsessed with Larry. So I tune into the NLCS last night between the Cubs and the Dodgers, and I'm watching, and I'm the first thing I see when I turn on the picture is there's Larry. Larry is positioned behind home plate in the front row, just off to the right, and Larry is enjoying an old man ice cream sundae, and he's doing what old people do. By the way, when you get older, if you're around old people, and God knows I'm getting closer every day to being a full-fledged old person myself, some might say, I'm already there. If you ask my daughters, you get the affirmative on that. But old people and ice cream, there is a connection. There's connective tissue between old people and ice cream. It's what, you know, as the activities in the rest of their bodies start to decline, they still have their tongue and they're still able to enjoy ice cream. And so Larry is, I don't know what inning it is. It's like third or fourth inning, second or third inning. I don't know. And Larry is eating an ice cream sundae and
not a cone.
No, it's a dish. It's okay. Like a dish of, I think it's ice cream.
A very common thing that an old person will say, and I've grown up around a lot of old people, they'll say, mm-hmm. Ice cream tastes better in a cone. I can't explain.
Well, Larry's eating this ice cream, and I literally can't pay attention to the game. All I'm doing is staring at Larry King. Larry is next to a lady that resembles, I think it may have been
Mary Hart. Looks like Mary Hart.
Looks like Mary Hart. Yeah. I don't know whether it was her or not.
Larry, I got tickets.
I'm searching for that right now. Mike, a quick sidebar. There is in the dark web right now, the dark side of the web.
The pony side.
The pony side. There is a conspiracy theory brewing that they put Larry there to distract the opposing team.
Wow.
So Jake Arrieta could not finish that game because he had Larry King stare at the whole time.
Larry King right there.
I wrote it down. I'm watching this game. I'm watching the NLCS. I watch the Larry King show. I watch Ice Cream Larry eating his ice cream. Then I watch Bathroom Break Larry. I'm watching the empty seat, not paying attention to the game, thinking that Larry's going to come back from the bathroom because Larry, you know, is doing. And Larry is sitting there with his hunched shoulders and
making a face that you would make when you're making fun of Larry King.
But he's
showing all his teeth.
He chats up the blonde a lot, and I think that. it looks like it was
Mary Hart.
It was Mary Hart.
Yes.
How about that?
Confirmed.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's Mary Hart. Mary Hart.
Mike, the Washington Post says fans find Larry King and Mary Hart very distracting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
The most you've got Mary Hart and her giant blonde TV head.
Yes.
And she's wearing a Dodgers jersey, and you got Larry chatting her up, and Mary Hart is probably next to her billionaire husband.
Right.
And they're sitting there, and Larry appeared to be solo flying. If Larry was with the guy on his right, he really wasn't interacting all that much. A little chatter here and there. But you see Larry, and he's going, and Mary Hart, of course. Well, that's why he was being civil and polite, because I said, even with the blonde. Well, first of all, I thought it was just because she was blonde. And then I said, that looks like Mary Hart. I'm freeze framing the picture to see Larry.
I bet he brought Mary Hart.
No, this has been going on for years now. I'm looking at different articles going back to 2013, right?
About Larry and Mary Hart.
I guess they're fans, and they go to these championship series.
So they go together? They were a date?
I'm looking at them sitting next to each other. They have the same seats all the time. For example, I have so many questions. In 2014, there is a caption, a screenshot of Larry on an old flip phone, and there are memes of Larry from 2014 versus Cardinals, right?
Right.
That series of people saying, someone tell Larry he's eligible for an upgrade. Like there's all these memes of old Larry sitting there next to
Larry
Hart.
Larry is so Larry, and I believe. Now, this would be somebody who is more obsessed than I am, and it's so nice to know that I have a giant family out there of people that felt the same way I did, where I could not watch the game because Larry King was back there. That became the entertainment for me, and I believe that before I turned in, I did not watch the end of the game, before I turned in, Larry went back for his second sundae. I think Larry had a second bowl of ice cream.
Don't tell Sean. But I'm going to have another one. Get the one that comes in the Dodger helmet.
Is he still? What's the latest? Is he still with her?
Yeah, the latest is that they're still together.
They're still together, but I think she's still boning the Little League coach.
Mike, listen to this. So Joe McHale, right? Comedian Joe McHale.
Yeah.
He tweets Larry after one of these games, and he says, "You're on your phone more than a 14-year-old girl. Be courteous. Look down at your lap and text like others." That's it. Because he's on his phone.
Yeah.
Right?
He had a phone conversation. He had a phone conversation in the middle of the game. He did not react like a fan would. By the way, when you watch any of those Major League Baseball playoff games and you have the Richie Riches in the front row, they don't root enough. They don't get into it enough. They don't respond to like doubles and home runs and base hits and things like
that. I got $100 that says I know what the phone conversation was he had. It was.
It's his agent.
Do you see me? Do you see me? I'm right above. See where it says .com?
Yeah,
I'm right above the com.
That is going to resurrect my career. But why am I doing something that I will do on the opening of the show tomorrow? Anyway, let's take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Go Cubs. Come around
and talk it over. Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Meara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
I still love it.
AmeriCast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. Right.
Thanks, dude. That is truly a special program, and, you know, we were very, I have to schmooze them a little bit because we stole a regular feature. They were going to have this this fantasy expert, Nicky Diamond, on their show, and we actually stole him, and we got him on our show, so we're very happy about that.
Top of the totem pole, we can grab that, yeah.
Yeah, listen to the Rob and Joe Show because they're still a little salty about that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint, the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint, all about supporting small business owners like Rob Spiewak.
No, well, I'm not a small business owner, but I will say this. If you get a business card from Vistaprint, send it to us. We will feature you. Just send it to us, TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. We want to show the great work you can do. I'd say about once a week, I run into someone that wants to know what I'm up to or what I do for a living, and it's not easy to explain, so I just give them one of my cards. And it's a beautiful card. Oscar actually designed this one
for
me. And it's two-sided. It looks so classy. It has the logo, has all our information on
it. And I used their template. It took 2 seconds.
It takes no time at all. And instead of talking someone's ear off, I just go, here, listen to this. That's the magic of a business card. Awesome.
Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your own custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and we thank you. Yes, Oscar, I am getting ready to see the classmates this weekend. I will be on a plane Friday evening, spending Saturday a good chunk of that with my daughters, and then just for one event, and really when I tell people what it is, I was mentioning to some friends down here what I'm doing. This is pretty unusual.
It's
when
hard
you're not
to explain and understand.
Have you ever seen Porky's 2?
You're not going to a college reunion.
No, no.
You're not going to a class reunion, although this weekend is reunion activities. I am going to and I'm not even going to an entire dorm reunion. I am going to the floor of a dorm reunion. The one floor. That is how special our little floor was, that they are actually creating a reunion party around this dorm floor. I guess you would really compare it to what a fraternity may have been, similar to that. But
without the rules and regulations, how many people do you expect to be there? Because this is terribly
specific.
Over
70. Over 70
people. For this,
people,
really?
Yes, over 70
people.
Because
it's remarkably specific.
I think it was like 75, 76 the last time I checked. And as I mentioned, I think I mentioned it on the air, I don't remember all the names. I remember probably 7 to 8 people. Yes, there was a lot of alcohol going
it's
on.
The all-American weekend reunion class. That's and what that, it is.
And they
is
that said, what it by is? The way, and here's the thing. Here's where I am. They said, it, you know, one of the guys that's like doing this said, if you're going to be attending, please put your name on the general reunion because that they want us to do that for some reason. I'm not doing that. I'm
no,
just so,
no, because
I'm
they're going to put your, they're going to put their hands in your pocket. They want
I'm
money.
I'm taking a lift to the college, and I'm going to walk into the dorm room where the connecting hall is, where they're having this party. By the way, where we used to have all our major parties, we would not have.
You know,
the
it's
big
a dry
parties.
Campus now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no!
You didn't know that? Like a big story last year, like American University, dry campus.
Even for this event?
Yeah. That means
well, I mean,
nobody.
There won't be. There won't
but
be.
But students
any,
live there still. That means it's got to be dry.
Oh, Napoleon.
Oh. Oh. It's like 7 to 10.
I know. Oh. There's no way you're going to get in. No. There is a field hockey game on Saturday, Mike. That's an alumni event. And the women's basketball game on Sunday. That's an alumni event.
Mike, are you anywhere near in your home? Are you near a Bed Bath & Beyond? Because they have a large selection of flasks.
Yeah.
And what you do is you go and you get yourself a flask and you'll be okay.
Couple.
Yeah.
Let me. All right. I want to make this.
Everyone
make
relax.
This following, I want to make this following statement and try as hard as I may to be a good influence on the young people of America and maybe younger people that might be listening to the show. The fact is, there are scattered photographs all over of this reunion website. Okay, I would say that if you were going to do a percentage, 100% of these photographs were taken. Of college students who happen to have either alcohol in their bodies or in their hands. That's the fact. They were all taken at parties. That's the way it went down. Now the thing is, if you
but Mike, like in old movies, people smoke all the time. People don't smoke anymore. Times change.
Do you mean to tell me that if there are no students allowed, that the caterers can't bring in an open bar?
Do people still live in McDowell Towers? Do students still live there?
Not in the connecting hall.
Oh, you're finding a loophole.
Well, no, I just don't know. I've read about
catering.
I'm
sure they're going to do pipe and drape between the connecting halls. I'm sure that's going to happen.
I'm just sort of stymied that this would be a gathering of adults for 3 hours. That way, because here's the thing. If I can confirm.
How about this?
Wait a minute. If I can confirm that it is indeed dry,
yeah.
I will modify my arrival and departure time. My original arrival time was going to be roughly 7:30 to 8 o'clock, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and I was planning on probably departing around 9:30, spend a couple of hours with friends.
Sure, hour and a half.
And then they've on the schedule, they have drinks at a local watering hole, scheduled, at 10 o'clock, drinks after the fact. I will modify the schedule for if it is a dry party, and I will just modify my arrival time and my departure
time.
There's
probably an after party as well going on.
Yeah, I'll arrive at 9:45, and I'll leave at 9:50.
That's just in time to get to the watering hole.
That's well. I mean, here it is. I'm going to be uncomfortable. I haven't seen these people, and I'm big and fat, and I don't want It's like yes, Oscar.
So I'm on College Confidential. And we're breaking down the dry campus policy at American University. Right?
Oh, I thought perhaps it was just a dating site. You're just announcing right. The fact you're
by the
available.
Way, this is not a student party at all. This is
student.
This is a reunion of adults.
Yes.
Every one of them over 21.
Not that the college kids aren't over 18. They're adults, too.
But 21 is the drinking age.
Well, back in the day, it wasn't.
No alcohol is permitted in the dorms or at school events. I.e. Greek Week that was recently held. This is someone that's writing this. The vast majority of students in the residences are underage. The real story is that there is off-campus housing parties, both frats and rentals, that do have parties and alcohol is present. So students who do not drink are not excluded from these, but it does not appear that any alcohol is allowed in the dorms itself. Now, the next post says they're pretty strict. If you get caught with alcohol on campus, you could be get some sort of demerit.
Well, you're talking about the students. I am an alumnus. I am an alumnus. Oh, my God. There's a bit of this that is blasphemous. This is what's wrong. You want to know what's wrong with America?
Oh,
this is what's wrong with America.
Here we go.
This is what's wrong with America.
Yes, Alex Jones?
You want to know why you... This is what's wrong with America. You mean to tell me you can't even bring a keg of beer? They hate God. They hate beer. They hate partying. They hate loosening up. They hate all this. They hate toga parties. I'm a little bit stunned that... So my question would be, no, I can't be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy that asks the question.
You need an advance man, Mike. An advance man. Have one of the guys here.
Is Wenzel going to be there, Mr. Alan Wenzel?
No, he's not part of the terrorists.
Okay, I didn't know.
I know he's your new best pal, but he's not part of the terrorists.
Cool it, Jack. I'm not the one who's going to a dry event.
You're getting your Spiewak claws into him. You're Tab Patterson-ing him all the time. I know that. Wenzel was a guy that worked at the radio station.
Okay.
I worked at.
I apologize for not having a time machine and not being there to know.
What about
By the way, Alan reached out, and Alan, if you're going to any of the festivities, let me know. I'd love to have a cocktail with you, too. So that would be...
What I was going to ask is there someone...
I'd bring Wenzel as my date. That would be fine.
Second base, guaranteed. I was wondering, is there anyone that I could reach out to do the research for you?
I don't think I need to do that. I think I'll handle it on my own.
Okay.
Let me just say that Oscar, in his inimitable style, has identified something that I was completely unaware of, and I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to stress on the fact that, let's see, class of 81, do the math. We're talking about a number of years.
Yes.
So I'm just a little ill at ease with it. I'd just like to, you know what? I'll pregame it a little bit.
26 years, Mike.
And I'll arrive a little bit later. I will arrive at about 8:30.
And
what do you think?
Too late. Completely. 8 o'clock. Complete, 8 o'clock's fine.
8 o'clock, and then I'll roll. No, 8 o'clock. I'll be there by 8 o'clock.
And you can roll out at 9 without any penalty and get to the watering hole. And
if I'm talking to people, it'll be fun. But I mean, if it's going to be, if there's going to be music. I think there's going to be music there, and I know it's catered.
Oh no, Mike, it's a quiet campus now. There is no drinking and no music.
Let me just say, this is a college reunion party. For a dorm party where all we did was have balls to the wall parties, to have that be dry is like going to a dry wedding. It's exactly the same.
Yep, you're right.
Maybe a little bit worse. I'm sorry I'm getting so uptight.
But like
about
a dry wedding, Mike, the people, the organizers, the invitors didn't mention it because they knew if they did, no one would come.
I'm wondering though if it is actually true. I think Oscar is talking about a student hall. That's an independent area between. It is not in a residence. It is a hallway between residences, and it is it's like a ballroom. It's not a ballroom, but it's just this big room. Do I sound like I'm getting a little more uptight than I need to be getting?
I think what
about
you need
this?
To keep in mind is that whether it's a ballroom or a hallway or a bomb shelter, it's still on campus, and it's a dry campus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the tough part, Mike,
how are you going to get money out of the alumni if you don't lube them up?
What I can't get past is that it's in a dorm. If it wasn't in a dorm, I'd say they find a ballroom and they would have some sort of gray area that they could work in to offer you wine and cocktails.
Yes.
All right.
But you're in a dorm.
Seriously, can I predict what I know? Many of these people that are going to be attending this thing, there's going to be a mass exodus. You're going to be, hey, how are you? How you doing? Okay, you ready to get out of here? Let's go. Because we have to.
Yeah.
We
yes.
You know, we've maintained those habits. That's where we formulated our alcoholism early
you
in the
You minored
days.
In
That's
it, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Now, there might be people, obviously, there are probably people that have gone off of it, like I have a couple of times in my career, but I'm just It's going to be awkward.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be fine. This is an on-year for you. Hopefully, it's an on-year for them.
Awkward. Oh man! Oh boy! I'll see what I can do. I mean, this is just. Oh,
but it could be a most pleasant surprise.
If you confirm this, and I had known this, I would not have booked the plane flight. I would not have done that. I would not have booked it.
I'm looking at your itinerary, Mike. I'm sorry to tell you that it's a dry flight.
It's a dry flight.
Yeah, there's no drinking on the flight.
Should be a lot of fun. Well, we'll make up for it on November 5th, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Here.
Hey, by the way, day drinkers. Is there anything better than day? When Oscar came to me with this schedule at the DC Improv and they said they do these podcasts during the day and they have the stand-ups come in at night, I said, daytime? A matinee? People aren't going to be interested in a matinee. And then, boom, everybody bought tickets to this thing. And now I have difficulty with when I'm going to do something, go to an event, with projecting exactly how I'm going to feel at the time.
Yeah.
The more I think about this, this is going to be kind of cool that we're actually doing this during the day.
It's like doing our morning show in the afternoon.
Exactly.
doing our morning show. Hey, we're doing our morning show. Hey, Carla, come here. Carla, come here.
Let me get my knee hooks into you.
Yes, hold on. Come here.
Come on.
Billy Fasillo says,
you
come here.
You sound like a goon. Just now.
Carla, can you come in here for a minute, please?
Yeah, you babe, come here. It's huge.
Huge.
Let's welcome Mrs. O'Mara. Oh. She's all sweaty. She just worked out.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Hey, behave yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Here she is. All right. You got to get low. Or they're looking at your boobs every time. Yeah. They're looking at your breasts. Stop it.
It's a good shot, Mike.
That is a good shot. Don't mess with your camera.
Can you lean down a little bit, please?
Yeah, please,
please, please, please do. Please do.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
Hi.
How's it going? Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Mike has some breaking news.
Yeah, hot breaking news.
Oscar and Rob just told me that the American University reunion party, it's a dry campus. There's not going to be booze there. This is a party that goes from 7 to 10.
Well, this means you have to cancel.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Can you move the backdrop closer? Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that.
We have to cancel it.
We have to cancel the education.
All that money. Yes, sirree. Yeah, should be fun. We'll take a break. Got a great news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll come back. Yes, I am uptight about this. That's how pathetic my life is.
It doesn't show.
We'll be right back.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Yay!
And I'm Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMara.com.
New episode.
Or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 411 Show.
More broadcasting.
New episode alert.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about clowns.
What?
Evil clowns.
Mm.
They are crawling the countryside, inviting you into the woods. And when you follow, they have their way with you.
Oh!
Then, they kill you.
What?
No, wrong.
It's just that simple. Frightening, yes, but that's nothing compared to the deals at Amazon. The prices are so good, you'll scream. Amazon.com is everything you need, and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. And we are your friends, are we not? I believe we are. So, whether it's a Halloween costume, trick-or-treat candy, jack-o'-lantern carving kits, or Mason tasers to keep you clown-proof, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Quit clowning around. Stay out of the woods and shop Amazon. And here's the disclaimer. The Mike O'Mara Show is not in any way responsible for crazy clowns scouring the countryside looking for people to kill. Thank you very much.
News.
Come on over here, microphone. The concierge who was on duty at Kim Kardashian's Paris hotel the night she was robbed at gunpoint told his story to the British tabloids.
Oh,
are you aware of this?
No.
It almost killed me to put this at the lead, but I have to sometimes.
Well, you
I
followed
just,
this story from day one.
Yeah, and I was sitting there going, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not. And then I realized it's the first thing I went to because it's the first thing everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
We finally have a blow-by-blow account of what went down. The man would only give his first name, Abdulrahim. He's a PhD student working part-time at the hotel to make money for school, and he has a kid. He said he let the robbers in because they were dressed like cops. As soon as he opened the door, they forced him to the floor, handcuffed him, and started asking him where they could find, quote, the wife of the rapper. He had no choice but to bring them up to her room and let them in. One of the men pulled Kim out of bed and put a gun in her face. She started crying and screaming, quote, don't kill me. I have babies. Don't kill me, please. I have babies. I'm a mom. Take whatever you want. Abdulrahman. Is it Abdulrahman? I think that's it. Abdul Rahman says he begged the thieves not to hurt her, and they said they were only there for the money. He ended up acting as an interpreter since they didn't know English and Kim didn't speak French. He sat down on the bed and tried to calm her down. She asked him if they were going to die, and he told her, quote, "I don't know. How can I know?" This is rather dramatic when you're hearing this eyewitness account. If it's true, that's when Kim started screaming again, and the men gagged her by putting, quote, "a long piece of tape all the way around her head." This is a quote from this gentleman. They then bound her hands and feet and dumped her on the bathroom floor, not in the bathtub like everybody was reporting. What caused the robbers to take off was Kim's bodyguard calling her BlackBerry. They figured if she didn't answer, he'd show up, probably with cops. As we've heard, the bodyguard was out watching Kim's sisters at a club. They took Abdul Rahman back downstairs, bound his hands and feet, stuffed him behind the door in the reception area. The police got there soon thereafter. Everyone told their stories, and Kim took off for the States. Abdul Rahman said, quote, "When she left, she hugged me, and I told her the most important thing is that we are safe and we are alive." So there's the latest. Haven't heard much from the Kardashian clan about this.
In a way,
that's terrifying.
And that lends credence to the story. Because you know what? I, from day one, thought there was something fishy.
Yeah.
But that sounds awful real to me.
Well, and if it does prove to be, without a doubt, and right now it's getting more and more evident that maybe this was not any kind of hoax or insurance fraud or any of that, it would justify the commentary I've seen that says don't flash your wealth online because you're showing your $8 million ring or whatever. It's going to happen. Here's a weird story, and I hated to put this in, but I felt I should because there's no charge that's been levied, but Adam Levine was investigated by the juvenile division of the LAPD last week after an anonymous caller said he abused his one-month-old daughter and his wife, Bahati Prinsloo. The caller said that Adam hit the baby in the face and struck Bahati so hard it knocked her to the ground. Police visited the house and found no signs of injury to Adam's wife or child. They decided that the claim was unfounded and closed the case. But here's what sucks. I'm sorry for sharing that, but it's Adam Levine, and we're all fans of his, and I hope it's absolutely not true. But it's weird when something like that. Anybody can do that to anybody, but
You know what makes it unbelievable? A, the baby, right?
Yeah.
The baby's a different animal.
Has the baby issued a statement?
No, we have nothing from the baby. Right.
I don't think anybody, first off, I don't think that you ever hear a story of someone hitting a baby unless the police are involved, right?
That's true.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not unfounded reports.
Yeah, very, very weird. CBS is turning Candy Crush into a game show.
Fantastic!
Oh, look at this. Brand extension.
The show's description is a little vague, but it sounds a lot different than the game you're still obsessed with. It'll be a one-hour live-action show where contestants will compete on, quote, interactive game boards using next-generation technology. Unclear what that means, but some people think it'll be similar to Wipeout, which is just great.
Well, I like something that's intellectually stimulating, like Jeopardy or Wipeout.
Wipeout, the obstacle course game show. ABC was doing that a few years back. So Candy Crush, if you want that.
You know who'd be a good host is Louis Anderson.
Still, has anybody watched that sitcom?
I have not watched Baskets yet, no.
I have to watch Baskets.
I have to watch it.
Sunday Night Football just had its lowest ratings in 5 years. The Colts-Texans game barely attracted 13.6 million viewers, which was only good enough for fifth place in the ratings. The week's top spot went to the Fox post-game show The OT, which had 15.4 million. I don't want to get to the whole thing about the NFL. I mean, it's still a juggernaut, but to say that it's the juggernaut it was 2 years ago would probably not be accurate.
And they're scrambling, Mike. They are scrambling.
Are they freaking out a little bit over the old National Football League or
what? There are people now that are boycotting the NFL because of the whole Kaepernick situation.
Wow.
That they don't want their politics and they don't want any of that drama brought into the game, so they're looking away.
You know, I don't watch enough of it to know, and I don't follow the league enough to know. I watch every Sunday. I truly do. That's all I do. But
no contraction is good, right?
Right.
You know, no contraction is good, and I will tell you that in general, I believe that the amount of... I'd love to see statistics on the amount of penalties in games of a personal foul nature, because I think you've got... a lot of guys that are acting out in that league, and I think that's a turnoff to the fans.
But this,
you know?
this is documented already. People have already written about it. It's the Kaepernick situation.
It's the Kaepernick
That's
thing.
What
wow.
it is. It's not the slowdown of the game. People still want to see people get obliterated on air. It's not the sideline hijinks, except for disrespecting the flag.
I'll
and
give
make
you
it
an
political.
Example of me. I'm watching my beloved New York Giants play.
Oh, that's different. You got a different name. We got Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham, you know, incredible talent, and then he pulls that crap, and I go, That just pushes me back a step when I watch that. It's like, you know, you made this amazingly brilliant catch and run, and then you're a douche, and you almost cost your team the game.
Mike,
that's going to push people away.
You're tuned in, though. You're tuned in.
Yeah,
the people that aren't watching Sunday Night Football, which was a solid game, especially at the end because they came back, the Texans did. You're watching the game already. People that aren't watching are going out of their way not to watch these games the way they used to.
I know. It's interesting. It'll be something that I think people will have their eyes on. Thursday Night Football fared better with the Broncos Chargers, $14.5 million. And Monday Night Football fell just outside the top 10 with 9.1 million viewers tuning into ESPN for the Panthers-Bucks game. You know
whose take I'd like on this? And
when I'm looking at these games, though, Colts-Texans, Broncos-Chargers. Yeah, Broncos okay. And then we got Panthers Buccaneers. It's like, okay, if you're citing race, you know, put some teams in
real
there
teams,
that people
yeah.
give a rat's ass about.
I'd like to
now.
Ask Nicky Diamond about this tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Let's ask him about the TV ratings in the NFL.
I'm sure he follows all that. So
yeah. He plugged in.
And once again, apologize to some of the other people on the network for stealing him. And now a little something something. A 57-year-old Florida man. Hey, that's my age. This is a Florida man who was arrested for reportedly stealing steak and lobster from the Brooksville Walmart on Thursday.
That's so ballsy.
Mark Allen Belcola from Brooksville, Florida, was caught with 6 packages of steak and 2 packages of lobster in his pants. He was then observed
in his pants.
He was then observed passing all points of sale. Police said the total value of the steak and lobster was $172.98. Belcola was taken into custody without incident and is being held on $2,000 bond, which leads me, of course, to today's Florida slogan of the day.
Yes.
Here we go. Florida, we don't have butter with that lobster, but there's plenty of cheese.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you all very much, Mr.
Nice.
Belcola. In his pants.
I have steak and lobster in my pants.
Pre-cooked. You can eat. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Will in New Hampshire. Will writes, why whiskey? Well, Will, because whiskey puts hair on your chest, not on your palms.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Oh, Marcus. Let me tell you something, Marcus. You got something there, pal.
Yeah,
I will appreciate the letters to the Whiskey Society. That could be a regular feature.
He's so awesome.
That's fantastic. Hey, the improv T-shirts are here. Totally unique and totally TMOS. TMOS T-shirts. We got 3 of them on sale now. They're only available for a limited amount of time. We got basically a couple more days, right, for this?
Yes.
Get on it.
You can pre-order them at MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner. 3 awesome designs to choose from.
Awesome.
Declare your love for TMOS. Tell the world that you're an American. Or proclaim that you support me for my last-minute run for the presidency of the United States. If you can't decide, get one of each. You can eat. Beautiful election-themed T-shirts in every size. And here's the coolest part. I'm burping. If you choose pickup when you order, your shirt, thank you, or
nice.
Shirts, will be waiting for you at the DC Improv on November 5th. I bet you want them more now. Anyway, we've never done anything like this before. Super cool, super easy. Your shirts will be waiting for you, ready to wear at the live TMOS podcast taping. And if you choose delivery, we'll send them right to your door. Pre-order yours right now.
When?
I don't know. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, October 19, 2016, dry party Saturday night.
You're still on your mind? Yeah. Hey, you know where you could bring in a bottle of booze?
Where?
In your pants!
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
This is so cool. Cappy Pfeiffer sent this along. I never knew this existed. On the day that Queen released the album that had We Will Rock You on it, they did a session at the BBC where they recorded a version of We Will Rock You in a totally different tempo.
Ooh.
And this is Queen.
This is the tempo?
Yes, in studio. Listen to this. Such a great band.
Oh, what a band. That's rocking, baby, right there.
And that's just sitting in a studio playing.
That tempo,
you
too.
Can release that now.
Yeah, you could. You could release that right now. You could. There's a little clam on the drum beat on that one drum beat.
They're just sitting in a session doing it. But the thing is I think if a band were to do this, and I would hear, I'd say
Queen.
I would say don't mess with a classic. But the fact that it's Queen messing with their own song, I love it.
If they could rip the vocals off and clean up that drummer,
yeah,
that's a hit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
I think it could be released. That'd be neat. I'd buy it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Isn't that
Thank
cool,
you, Cappy.
Though?
That's wonderful.
Awesome. I never knew such a thing existed.
Mm-hmm.
They do a thing at Vogue magazine called 73 Questions. They do it on their website, and what they do is they do a video interview with a star, and they do ask them 73 questions all in a row. I won't make you listen to all 73 questions, but this is Emma Stone.
Is it like Macaulay Culkin asking Uncle Buck questions?
Yeah, it is fast. It's very fast. Emma Stone is extraordinarily hot, and one of the questions is, can you do an impression of anybody? And she just does this for 5 seconds, but it's great.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
That's it. That's
Solid.
All she does.
You
Solid.
Know what? So many women do Britney Spears, and it makes me laugh every single time I hear it. I love that. That is true.
Don't you
funny.
Think most Britney Spears impressions are based in hate?
Oh, absolutely.
That's so brief. Let's hear that one more time.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
I just like that. I thought that was great.
Ah, that's great.
So Kendall Jenner was asked about her first runway experience when she did a modeling gig, and was she nervous? She said no, but she also came up with something that I don't think we expected her to say, something she's very proud of.
My first big break was the Marc Jacobs show. I didn't think anyone would like me. I went back I think I wasn't nervous because I was wearing flats. I was like, I can't fall. There's no way I can fall. And then my were out. I don't know why I wasn't nervous about that. I was really excited about my being out, actually. I'm weird. I love my being out. It's like one of my things. I'm young.
Yes,
when I'm older, I want to be able to look at it and be like, I looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She likes her breasts.
Hey, let me tell you,
what
she
was that
has
show
worked
again?
Look that up. So hard. She's worked so hard.
She has. Nothing has been handed to her.
Nothing at all.
There is a factor, though. When they're young, they're at their best.
But there's also a genetic factor.
Yes.
The fact is that Kendall does look good on the runway, so you give her that.
Marc Jacobs.
But there are a lot of beautiful women out there that would probably like to be on the runway.
Look what happened.
I don't
know.
What are we saying? Just move on. Jesus.
Mike, let's talk YouTube
no
stars.
Boobs at the party.
I love but boobs at the party.
Yeah.
That's good.
Man boobs.
No. Yeah. Delicious man boobs.
40-year college reunion boobs.
Maybe.
Sorry. Hit the alarm for me again. Oh my god. Hey, come on, don't hit that alarm. I was talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Flapjacks everywhere.
All right. Coyote Peterson is a YouTube star, and he looks like a guy named Coyote Peterson. He goes out and he does stuff in the wild because he's wild and crazy.
He's a crazy guy. Has he hurt himself?
What he did is he got himself stung by a tarantula hawk. That's the world's biggest wasp. I would say it's outside of me, of course. No, this wasp is roughly the size of a cigarette. It's on our YouTube page. You can see it if you want.
God,
and
really?
What it does, it literally hunts and eats tarantulas.
Oh, this is huge.
Is massive. And he plays it pretty dramatic, but
do you see him get stung?
Yes, and and this thing has got to hurt. Let's go to Coyote Peterson, one of my favorite people named Coyote.
This is the most nervous I've ever been to take a sting or bite from anything. My hand is shaking. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the sting zone with the tarantula hawk.
Let's go for it.
We have the video,
one,
Rob?
Yeah, it's on our YouTube page.
Two.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Three.
Ah! Ah! Oh.
You all right?
The audio's good,
oh my
too.
Gosh! Ah! Ah!
I can't move my arm.
Is he playing it up, or is it real?
That is the most intense pain I've ever felt.
I give him an 80% on it. I think it's pretty valid.
I believe it. Looking at this thing.
I'm gonna cry. Kind of like that. Cry though, right?
The stinger. It looks like a needle, Mike.
It's like my arm is in a state of paralysis right now.
I'm gonna look at this video as soon as we get out of here. I swear to God. I've never been more motivated to look at a video in my life.
And after they went to a hospital, of course, to help him out, and then he said,
Baby, how was I supposed to? Oh my God! All right, where do I find that video?
Just search Coyote Peterson Wasp.
But it's on our YouTube page.
We have it anywhere.
It's on our YouTube page as well. You can go right there.
Okay, very good.
Let's do this. Shia LaBeouf, as you know, just got married and claimed that it was accidentally streamed. So a lot of people said, "Is he really married? Is this performance art?" He was on Ellen yesterday. Good news is he did confirm that he's married.
The plan was for it to be a private deal, right? But
in Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah.
At an Elvis.
Viva Vegas wedding chapel.
Right.
And part of the package, the King Tut package, you get a live stream for free, part of the deal. And I said, you know, we don't really need that, as a matter of fact. We'll just take a little private tape. We had our moms there. They said, no problem. We get back home, and it's like, whoa, hey, listen, something changed. So I called them up. They say, you know, somebody pressed the wrong button that sends the video to TMZ.
Wait, so really? It got streamed out and TMZ picked it up?
It did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, but at least now you've shared it. Most people share their wedding videos. Now you've shared it with everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dads couldn't be there, so it was kind of nice to have them there, kind of in a way.
All right, so let's analyze this for a sec.
Analyze how long the marriage will last. Sometimes these are the ones that last 14 years.
No, this marriage will last the length of the tape we just heard. But
I think you're
apparently
right.
There is a button at this wedding chapel that sends video to TMZ. Like a hotline. like recording studios used to have a phone that rang to a deli. They could bring food, right? So you hit the wrong button, it goes to TMZ, and then what magically happens? Uh-huh. Let's book him on Ellen, a guy who hasn't had a movie in 5 years.
Shia.
It's a lie. All right, let's close with these. These will be five, and these are real quick. And this will really emphasize how bad the 1990s were for television. I think 1990s is the worst decade for music, but TV pretty bad too. This is from the E! Network, the top five catchphrases from 1990s television. All right, at number five, from Full House, Stephanie.
How rude.
At number four. Oh, this is a pretty good one. Number four comes from The Simpsons.
Excellent.
That's a good one. That's
I love
a valid
that one.
One.
I love
one. All right.
Like one.
At number three, another one from Full House, Uncle Jesse.
Have mercy.
Yeah, really horrible.
At number two, from Friends.
Hey, how you doing?
I still love it.
That's, that's probably the best one on the list.
Joey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, everybody did that.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
did that.
And I think we can all agree.
I remember it was fantastic.
Hey, how you doing?
And I think we can all agree at the number one 1990s television catchphrase, according to E.
Don't!
Homer Simpson.
Delaware.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean, hard to argue with that. That's your
but
top
Homer
five.
Homer Simpson didn't make us laugh like Joey did.
No.
That was,
hey, how you doing?
I still think that's great.
Baby, how was I supposed
to know? Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'm going to go right back out to the kitchen and get me a chicken hawk wasp or whatever the hell that
is. A tarantula hawk.
Be sure to join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick. Our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. We're going to do our mailbag tomorrow. Send something to Rob. We'll get it on there for you. Birthday request, letter, just anything you want to send along. Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget, we're winding down with our pre-order for our Mike O'Mara Show exclusive T-shirts. We've got three beauties there at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Check them out. And hey, last debate tonight.
All right. Ooh. Hey, are you still going?
I'm going tonight to the pavilion.
Oscar will be going to Trump's building in Washington, D.C. to drink with Todd, watch the debate, and he will have a full report. I hope he gets in. Oscar, You know how to do it.
Yeah.
Be the contrarian.
Of course.
Like, what I would love is if there was a Hillary person and a Trump person there, and you argued equally with both of them. That would be a beautiful thing. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. You say it?
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hey, how you doing?
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.